Time, anywhere, with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right, hi again to everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on a KSBT 1400 AM in Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry. I'm your host here on Thursdays, North Idaho Thursday. My name is Bob Witte, and I want to thank our good buddy Eric Plummer from Sandpoint Cinema for joining us yesterday on Ricky's Top 10. That was a lot of fun. Eric will join us again next Wednesday for our annual Super Bowl Top 10. Now, over the last 5 years, we've done Top 10 Super Bowl commercials, Top 10 Super Bowl halftime shows, Top 10 Super Bowl snacks. I think we actually did that twice over the years. So we haven't come up with the exact subject for next week, but we'll figure it out. And Eric will be back with me and Ricky. It'll be a lot of fun, always one of the funnest weeks of the year. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our weekly visit with representatives from Bonner General Health. Aaron Benal, the BGH Public Information Officer, will be with us again and with some updated stats and fill us in on vaccine procedures, how it's going over at BGH, and what the future looks like there. Also joining us will be Justin Dick. Justin is, the owner of Trinity at City Beach. And boy, he's been through a lot in the last year, as every restaurateur around has. Plus, he's super active in the community. He's currently serves on the BGH Board of Directors, and we will once again be talking about the virtual Heart Ball and what that entails and how it's going to work this year, as, of course, every fundraising event in our area and the country and the world is having to grow and adapt in these troubled times. And in our final segment today, the last few minutes, we'll be chatting with Kiss and Razor from the office manager for Christ Our Redeemer Church here in Sandpoint and Little Lambs Preschool. Of course, that's the church across the street from the YMCA up on Pine Street. They are having a free food distribution drive-through event tomorrow, in conjunction with Second Harvest out of Spokane. So you need some free food. It's happening tomorrow, and she'll be longer with us here in about, half hour, 45 minutes or so. But first, let me remind you that Friend of Scotchman's Peak Wilderness are virtually hosting one of the largest outdoor recreation film festivals in the country. Of course, their annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Everyone is invited to join in for a premiering of 9 awe-inspiring outdoor short films. It goes from 6:30 to 8:30 this Saturday, January the 30th. You'll also have a chance to win outdoor gear and speak with local artists like Eric Darkstad and a live question and answer afterwards. And so that's happening. You can go to the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness and find out. I think it's $15 to watch all 9 of these films, and that's $15 per household. So, I mean, you can have the entire family. So it's a bargain, and very unique event. So that is Saturday. Also going on now through the weekend, the virtual Zoom Readers Theater presentation of Coffee Shop is happening. It is the first virtual play that they've put on here locally, probably not the last. It's sponsored by the Panda Theater and supported by Evans Brothers Coffee. For more information on how all of that works and how you can take in that play, go to panada.org, panada.org, for more information. And the Junior Starlight Series, independent racing hosts the Junior Starlight Series at Schweitzer Mountain Resort this weekend. Low-cost ski racing, opportunity for both experienced and new racers. So for anything, any information on anything that's happening at Schweitzer, or to buy your lift tickets in advance, because that's the only way you can get them, of course, you can go to Schweitzer.com. All right, Justin Dick is here in the studio, as is Aaron Benal. We'll get to our weekly BGH segment, and we'll talk about the Heart Ball right after this.
Now is a great time to plan for the yard and garden projects you want to tackle this spring, and the co-op can help. We have received our garden seeds from Renee's Seeds and from Cornucopia, both hybrid and heirloom seeds for vegetables, melons, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and flowers. Patty has stocked our shelves with seed starting stations, potting and seed starter soils, mini greenhouses, and heating mats. Over in the hand tool aisle, you'll find everything from garden hand tools to rakes, shovels, spades, pitchforks, loppers, and pruners. If your tools need a little attention, we have files for sharpening, wood replacement handles, lubricants, and oils. We also have a wide variety of gloves and seasonal outerwear, as well as rubber boots for the whole family. Now is a great time to make sure your spring project list gets off to a great start. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... Oof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Watching the big game? You're gonna need a big bowl and lots of stuff to put in it, like all the super big bowl snacks you'll find on sale at Yolk's. Get your snack game on starting Wednesday and continue saving and snacking through Tuesday following the big game.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday, and Aaron Benalla, BGH Public Information Officer, is with us, as is Justin Dick, board member with Bonner General Health. And guys, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be back.
And Aaron, I really appreciate you and Kristen and everyone at the hospital being so cooperative for this last year now, coming on our Thursday show. It's been a great effort on your staff.
We really appreciate the space and the time to provide information to our community, so thank you as well.
In fact, next week we have Dr. Joe coming back to talk about the psychological or psychiatric parts of the pandemic and what it's been to people, because last time we had him on a show was only a month or two into it, and now it's been a year. So, you know, things have changed for some people. So that'll be interesting. I look forward to that. Aaron, what's the latest? It's been a couple weeks since you've joined us. Any changes at the hospital?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick testing update. As of yesterday, we've tested a total of 12,284. We're still sitting at about that 19% positivity rate, up from the test that Bonner General Health does on a weekly basis. The testing has gone down a little, but we're still seeing, you know, close to, you know, average 60 to 70 a day through our drive-thru. About next week, we should be able to run all of those tests in-house. Bonner General Health did get a grant that allowed us to purchase another analyzer, about a $200,000 grant. So we were really excited about that. And now we'll be able to process and run all of those tests up to, I believe, 2,000 at a time. So,
does that make it quicker to get your results?
Same day results.
Wow.
For everyone. So that'll way more convenient, especially those, well, number one for everybody, but especially a bus driver, those people that really, we can't afford to have them not being at work, and the scare of being exposed and all the regulations, they'll be able to have that quick turnaround and get to where they need to be.
That was one of the scariest parts in the beginning of this pandemic was, you know, people thinking that they had it going and getting tested and then not hearing anything for 3 days.
Yeah, up to 12 like, days.
Do I go back to work? For example, the bus driver, does he drive his route?
Absolutely. You know, the thing now is we are running all of those tests in-house regardless to, with our in-house testing. But just the peace of mind for everybody. Yeah. It's important.
Absolutely. And so you've been having the vaccination clinic at the hospital as well. How's that been going?
You know, it's been going really smooth. We have over 4,400 registrations in our queue right now that we're working through.
That's doubled since last week.
It has doubled. We've made the decision to cut our registration off and only allow the categories for 1A, 1B to now sign up. We have over 3,065 and older that we're working through, and we will be able to get them in. It'll take some time, so we ask for some patience. But we still need to be able to move those 1A and 1B categories up to the top as the priority list. If they've, you know, were able to get on and register, or if they've decided now, okay, I'm ready to get the vaccine, I feel confident, mm-hmm. it's okay. Because we do understand the vaccine isn't for everybody, but we want to make sure those people that want to receive the vaccine in those categories are able to get it.
And you were telling me before we came on that some people are getting called but not answering their phone, or they have their phone off or just not with them. So if you are in that category and very anxious to get the vaccine, you suggest they keep their phone with them.
Yeah, I do have some helpful tips I'd like to share real quick,
sure.
if you don't mind. Like you said, please answer your phone. Please ensure your voicemail's clear so you can receive messages. It may take 2 to 4 weeks for us to give you a call to schedule your appointment. Please complete all the fields on the registration form. We've had, you know, individuals complete 5 registrations and didn't fill out, you know, what category they're in. So it's really important that you take the time and you fill out it all out correctly. This isn't a walk-in clinic. All vaccines are given by appointment only. So a member of our scheduling staff will call you to schedule both of your vaccine appointments so that you don't get lost on that second dose either. We will not administer any second dose vaccines to those who received their first dose somewhere else.
Gotcha.
So if you got your first dose at Panhandle Health District, you need to return to Panhandle Health District for your second dose. Beginning of February 8th, that week, we will be administering all second dose vaccines. So it will. This will take about 4 weeks, we're estimating. So, you know, we're hoping that with that 200 allotment that we get a week, we will include extra days so that we can still at least give those 200 first doses as well.
So the people who have their first dose, are they guaranteed mm-hmm. to have vaccine for their second dose?
Yes, okay. They are.
I think a lot of people have been questioning that. It's like, did I waste my dose because now there's a shortage?
And I think it's important to know, like, this is not a Bonner General Health staffing issue. This is a national allocation issue. It is supply. We don't have the supply to meet the demand. But once we get the supply, we will definitely be able to meet the demand of our community and are willing to.
That is in the near future. You are not the only clinic in the area doing the vaccinations. Is Panhandle Health still doing them?
Panhandle Health is doing them. They're really focused on Boundary County, Priest River, those outlying areas that may be hard to get.
Good to know.
Medicine Man in Boundary County is also going to be doing that, as well as Kinnick-Sue Health Services.
Great.
Here in town, Family Health Center is doing that. Sandpoint Superdrug. And then Kinnick-Sue Health Services here in Sandpoint as well. And I would assume so for Priest River. So the thing to remember is they're also, Bonner County only gets 500 vaccines a week.
Gotcha.
So Bonner General Health receives 200, and then the rest is dispersed to Panhandle, Kinnick-Sue Family Health Center. And it's all determined on population.
And all of those facilities have a sign-up thing similar to what you've done.
That I do not know.
I know that Panhandle Health did because, you know, they were the first one to open up. And so my question, what I'm getting at is, do you suggest if, say, I'm not registered anywhere, mm-hmm. should I register everywhere and hope somebody calls me as soon as my category comes up.
Well, I can speak to how we're handling that at Bonner General Health. There are people that have done that and that were on the list at Panhandle Health District and on our list. And when we call to schedule them, once their name comes up, they'll say, I already received my vaccine at Panhandle Health. We say, great. Thank you for letting us know. And we move on to the next one. So
gotcha.
It's personal choice.
So that'll be the same if you get it at Superdrug, that you should return to Superdrug for your second dose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the only way to keep track of all of this kind of stuff. I know you need a crystal ball, but when do we go to the next category of people, the 65 and older?
Well, we are working on the 3,000 that we currently have now. So we continue to keep it open for that 1A and 1B group that was through to February 1st. And we are getting 65 and older in out of the registrations we have.
Good to know.
Again, it's really determined upon supply. We would hope to have them all pushed through within the next month or so if we had the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. This is a question probably saved for one of the doctors or whatever, but I've heard about this Johnson & Johnson vaccine coming up maybe down the pipe that's just a single shot. Have you guys gotten any information on that? Just seems like it'd be so much easier.
We're all waiting. You know, we're all waiting for those to be approved and then being able to be distributed and hopeful that they're on its way.
Yeah. It'll be great. Just we'll see what happens in the immediate future. Can you stick around? We're going to have Justin Dick talk about the heart ball.
Thank you.
That'll be great. We're going to take our second break. Justin's with us from the Board of Directors for BGH, also from Trinity at City Beach. We'll see what the temperature is for local restaurants as well and how they're faring through this winter and this pandemic season. And also talk about the heart ball, how you can get involved with this year and how it's all happening. And we'll get to that right after this.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church. I'm sure you've heard someone say, a man is only as good as his word, meaning his character is reflected by his honesty and his faithfulness to his own word. This could also be said of God, that God is only as good as his own word, because God is always faithful and true. He never lies, and he never denies himself. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 states, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Many in our day have decided that what God has said in the Bible is no longer true, that they can no longer trust what he has to say. But may I say that God will never change his word to suit mankind. He will never deny himself because we've refused to believe that he told the truth. Perhaps you'd like to contact us. You can reach us at 267-3746, or you can find us online at bfbaptist.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. We'd like to give a huge thanks to our community for making our holiday food and toy drives a success. Come see us this month and take advantage of our $149 coolant flush or $299 4x4 service. And keep your vehicle running great with 10% off all scheduled maintenance. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. As always, home of the 1995 oil change, Pierce Auto Center.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover?
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry.
I am Child Hunger in America. Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
All right, we are back, North Idaho, Thursday. Justin Dick, Aaron Banal with us from Bonner General Health. And Justin, how are things going? I know a little while back you once again opened Trinity for lunches. How's the response been? How is that going?
Yeah, thank you, Bob, for having me on again here in wearing two different hats in terms of the restaurant and on the BGH Foundation. Restaurant, we got back open for lunch about the middle of December. Business has been great. I think one thing that you never realize until you do something like this, and hopefully you never do, is how many of our customers don't go out past 3 o'clock. And a lot of that is because their proximity to town, their age, fixed incomes. So it's been really, really solid to see a lot of these folks that we've missed all summer long since we got reopened back in May of 2020. Staffing has been challenging. I got to give a big shout out to our staff. We have had, everybody is working doubles right now to make this work. We are, I'll put some stuff out on Facebook here in the next couple of days in terms of looking for cooks in front of the house. We've got a couple of new people training that have been fantastic, but if it wasn't for the staff, you know, really taking a hard look at their lives and moving around their schedules to make this happen, it wouldn't have happened. So we're trying to do it. We're still following all the COVID guidelines as well, too. We're very fortunate since we reopened and following the guidelines that we haven't had any issues, knock on wood. But yeah, it's been good. Walking around town and talking to some of the other restaurant owners, we're starting to see more and more people get out. They're feeling a little more comfortable. We're certainly seeing some more masks at the restaurant coming in than we did at the start of the whole thing of this. You know, I think that's been great. It's just nice to see everybody being cautious, but still being able to go out and support. Because I think that's the biggest thing that's been tough for this is we still have community members at their homes that haven't come out. And we totally respect that and we totally get it. And we're also starting to see some new faces that are just now getting out.
Yeah.
And when they sit down and they look around and they go, okay, we can safely do this. We can safely get back out in the community.
That's great. And I touched on this in my show yesterday, that we're so lucky to live where we live and we have the option of going out to lunch or dinner. And, you know, and Aaron, you were talking about some people maybe getting a little frustrated about vaccine distribution here in Sandpoint, but it's being run as well as possible. All the vaccines we're getting are going out and it's running really smoothly as opposed to like they opened up the Spokane Arena parking lot yesterday. And it was just after 9 o'clock, it was just crazy. People were in line for hours and hours and hours and they can't go out to eat indoors in some of those places. So we've got it pretty good here at home.
We sure do. We actually had a conversation with the Spokane superintendent to let him know that we wouldn't be vaccinating their teachers because it's been so difficult for them to get vaccinations. Mm. That's been we've weeded out a lot of those registrations as well. So,
yeah, there's been, it's crazy. So
as somebody that I spent all Friday in downtown Spokane as I needed to get a new MacBook. And we parked down at the basement of the River Park Square and went up. The retail is open. You go up to the second floor to the food court and everything is shut down with the exception of one little place. The retail seems to be doing very well. You walk outside, it was 6 o'clock. I mean, there's very few cars out there, very few restaurants open. You can kind of see the devastation that's occurred right now. And you're on this funny side where retail seems to be doing well. You've got people going in and all of these restaurants are shut down right now. So again, we're just so very fortunate to live in Sandpoint, live where we do, get open where we got open. For those of you who heard Aaron's run through the stats on the hospital, it makes you feel grateful that we have a hospital that can run 12,000 tests, that's seeking out grants so that we can get more efficiencies on getting the information to them, and has an unbelievable plan of moving these vaccinations out. And you feel like as soon as that supply chain can get opened up a little bit, they've got a game plan and they've got this community covered.
Yeah, it's great. It's all good stuff. As I talked about in the beginning of this show, you know, so many nonprofits and who depend so much on their fundraising events, and they've had to adjust. I think Kinderhaven did a sensational job with their Festival of Trees, adapting to a mainly virtual thing, and had a record-breaking year. You guys have had to adjust the same for the Heart Ball. How is it working, and how can people participate?
You know, so a big shout out to Kinderhaven and the job that they did, the money they received, their sponsors and their donors. You know, we watched them very closely. We communicated with them and the Panhandle Alliance for Education. Mm-hmm. In terms of we're the benefactor of that. Our nonprofit is several months after everyone else's. You know, PAFE had to go into the summer. Theirs is typically held at the end of July. And it was kind of a, here's the virtual platform. I hope you're ready for it, right? And so we've been able to share best practices with all of them. So I thought they did, both of them did an amazing job as well. But that kind of takes us into what we're doing. For those of you that don't know, I have just taken over as the president of the Bonner General Health Foundation. The easiest way to explain it is we are the charitable wing of the hospital. In terms of, we look for projects, we look for pieces of equipment, things that fly under the radar, things that'll never make the budget, and we look at a way to fund those. And our typical funding mechanism is the Heart Ball, which we've been doing for, I guess, the last 13 years, as a matter of fact. So typically what we do is we hold an event over at the fairgrounds. We have roughly 300 folks that come over to it. Tango Cafe does the dinner. It's a very lively group. There's dancing, there's live auctions. As May and as we kind of moved through the summer and we started meeting as a group, I think Aaron and I were probably the last two holdouts that we can get to February and do this event in person. And slowly but surely, we started to, see that wasn't going to be the case. As a group, we pivoted several times trying to navigate the virtual platform, how to get our sponsors, our donors, and our community involved and behind this. So one of the big things I want to say is we've moved it virtual. We feel very, very good about where we're at right now and the presentation that we're going to put on. For those of you that don't know, this year's proceeds are going to go to our emergency department.
Right.
Our emergency department has not seen a renovation for over 31 years. The hospital was awarded a Sunderland grant of $200,000 to begin these renovations, I guess, back in July. The emergency room is just one of those places that it's going to touch your life whether you want to or not. At some point, you are going to end up there. A family member or a friend is going to be over there, and you're going to be picking them up or filling paperwork out there.
So true.
And I think Aaron's got a few more stats in terms of what the emergency department does and why we need to raise these proceeds for it.
Yeah, I think, oftentimes it's, why do we need to give to our community hospital? What's so important about that? And I think it's really important to understand that community hospitals are an economic anchor in their community. It impacts retention and attraction of other industries as well. Bonner General Health employs over 400 people in our community, which is one of the largest employers in our community. It's important to invest in the health of our community. If we're all healthy and we're providing good services close to home, chances are quality of life is a lot higher as well. Last year in 2020, the emergency department had 10,043 face-to-face patient encounters. And as our community continues to grow, so will these numbers. We'll continue to need to expand and provide, other 24-hour-a-day services as well. The Bonner General Health Emergency Department is really an important hub to stabilize patients needing higher level of care. Our staff are highly skilled, knowledgeable. They get, those individuals to the right place at the right time for the right level of care. And they work really closely with LifeFlight, our emergency services, and they do just an excellent job of taking care of our community.
And I'll chime in here as well. Aaron struck a chord with me there. In terms of, we have witnessed over the course of the last 10 to 11 months the interesting proximity of Sandpoint and our borders in North Idaho to Washington and Montana. And we've seen this flood of Washingtonians come through the community. You know, some community members weren't very happy about it. I think the businesses were extremely happy about it because it brought us a ton of new customers, ton of new faces. But we also wanted to do it safely as well, too. But with that, we need to recognize how vast the change is, how many people are moving to our community, right? People are moving out of the big cities to get into little rural communities like ours. And the hospital and education are two of the biggest things that draw people here. And they're moving as faster than we can actually make houses for them. So we need to make sure that this, you know, it's never been more important, but we need to make sure that this hospital is ready to go as our future changes, the city gets larger, that we can continue to extend the services of the hospital. I think one thing we saw with COVID-19 here and having to, you know, the hospital took a lot of heat and having to trim down its services, right, and to get very lean. There was no elective surgeries for, I don't know, upwards of 45 days, I'm guessing, or pretty darn close. But it's also the perfect storm for us to rebuild and rebuild better. And look at those services. Every time we pick this year we've picked the emergency room for all the reasons that Aaron's told you. But every time we look at a project, a piece of equipment, we take a look at how is this going to best benefit Bonner General, but how is it going to best benefit the community in terms of Bonner General, right? How can we become more efficient? How can we see more people? How can we offer more services that keep people from driving to Coeur d'Alene or to Spokane when we should be able to do it here? Mm-hmm. And that's what I love in terms of my involvement in this. It's just, it's been such a fun ride, as challenging as this last 10, 11 months has been, and super proud of the work that we've been able to do with this group and the amount of times that we've pivoted here.
And hopefully with the Heart Ball going virtual, that you can get more people participating who maybe couldn't go to a ball on a certain night. How is it working this year? What, you have the dessert auction coming up?
Yep. So, you know, one of the things we've always done is our dessert auction. It brings in a wonderful amount of money. It hooks up the restaurant community with the hospital. So this year on February 1st, our dessert auction will go live. We've got 20 desserts donated by the restaurant community and some wonderful private dessert donors as well. That'll go live on February 1st, and the bidding will close on Friday, February 5th at 9 p.m.
Gotcha.
The other wonderful thing about this weekend is there is a very large football game that ends off the year on the 7th, or the following day of the Heart Ball. So if you guys order one of these desserts or win a bid on that, myself and the rest of the group, we were COVID safely, either drop it off at your home.
Excellent.
Or meet you to pick up, and you can have that dessert ready for the Super Bowl the following day. So we're very excited about that. Some of the cakes have just been fantastic. We've got I'll give you a little rundown. We've got a French vanilla cake with pink marbled buttercream donated by Michelle Anderson. Pack River Store came in with a chocolate custard vanilla cream puff pie. 41 South red velvet cake with white and dark chocolate covered strawberries. When this goes live and you're able to see it and take a look at these pictures, you're absolutely going to be amazed. And one other thing I want to shout out for the restaurants and anybody who donated one. We made these folks make us a dessert. Then we came and took a picture of it. And then they did whatever they did with the dessert. And then they're going to make another one that's actually going to go out.
That was my very next question. Isn't that melting?
Yeah. And that's what's been so fun about rounding up these donations. I'll talk a little bit. We have a big raffle as well that we're going to be giving out at the end of the show. And the raffle's filled with gift certificates, wine, beer, merchandise, you name it. And myself and several of the other board members walked around from basically 1st to 5th. We've called all the restaurants. You walk in the door and you're prepared with your elevator speech and ready to hammer home to see if you can get a donation. Just about all of us walked into these places and they stopped us and they said, "We got you. Whatever you need, let me know." A lot of the First Street businesses, first through fifth, would reach into their purse or reach into their back pocket, grab their credit card out, grab cash out, put it back into their point of sale system so that they could hand over a gift certificate for us to give out at our at the finish of our virtual heart ball. I mean, it really pulls at the heartstrings, and you see how strong this community is and the willingness to step up. We've heard some wonderful stories from some of the cashiers, the servers, the business owners that, you know, we never know. People, you know, BGH saved my life. I had no idea. I almost lost an arm. If I lost an arm, I lost my livelihood, right? And a lot of times we never hear about these types of things because it's a quick trip to the emergency room. You get fixed up. You get your therapy. You're done. And only the really close ones around you actually know, you know, what had happened and, you know, the pain or the agony that you were in or the pain and the agony you were in to get back to a spot where you could get back to being healthy.
It's just awesome. So Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, a week from this Saturday, how does it work? Do you have to pay an admission to get in on the virtual heart ball, or do you just tune in?
No, it's free. Please go to our Bonner General Health Facebook page and click on our event. If you'd like more information, there will be a link to RSVP where you will get other instructions on for the night's event. It's 60 minutes long. And if anything, join us to share how impactful this hospital has been to other people in our community. There's some really great testimonials and stories. It's 60 minutes. And it just reassures you how your hometown hospital is here and will continue to be here for you.
And so then during that 60 minutes as well, are there auction items, and how does the paddle thing going to work this year?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked. We actually have a lot of people in the community will know Austin Booker. He's an auctioneer that they run out of Spokane. They take care of all North Idaho. It's a family business. He's a wonderful man. You know, one of our big things was how can we include Austin? You know, Austin is Heartball and Heartball is Austin one way or another. So we went back through and we ended up, you know, the big challenge with this was finding live auction packages that we could get together that were also going to be COVID friendly. So we ended up pulling out three different packages. They're fantastic. We've got a Middle Forks tour trip, a Schweitzer staycation, and a Lake Havasu houseboat trip as well, too. Lots of people have donated to make these packages amazing. These will actually open up live on February 1st to pre-bid for them with the desserts.
Good to know.
But you need to be online. You need to be RSVP'd and on Zoom and our greater giving page to actually put in the final bid live with Austin on our actual virtual heart ball.
So if you haven't done Zoom yet, do it in advance to download the program ready to go.
Yeah, and we'll make this easy. If you go to bonnergeneral.org, right when you open up that front page is a link over to the foundation.
Oh, gotcha.
You need a strong internet connection. We need to get you hooked up to Zoom, which is free, and then it'll route you over to a greater giving page as well, too. So once you get RSVP'd, all of our emails and all of the really easy to do step-by-step instructions will come to you.
Yeah, and Zoom is not difficult. I didn't mean to make it sound like it's a process, but it'd be frustrating if you try to get on at 6 o'clock on the 6th. It's like it's going to take a couple of minutes for it to
listen
happen,
from two of us that just came from doing a Zoom call the other night. It can be extremely difficult, and trying to get people to mute themselves and raise their hands, and I was blurting out over everybody else because I was like, I need to talk right now. But once you get signed up, for it, though, everything seems to come in line pretty quickly.
Yeah, the Zoom meeting thing has been an adventure. We've been doing it at the festival where we've had four this week. And it's just kind of funny because we have a few computer-challenged people. And it's just like, where did she go? I think she went to the bathroom. Just like not even thinking that, you know, everybody can see me. So just little things like that. It's a whole different world. And Justin, you touched on people moving here because they're finding that through Zoom or Google Meets or so many different platforms that they can work from home and they don't need to be somewhere where they might necessarily want to live. They can live here or places like this, you know, Whitefish, for example.
And I think we've talked about this. This has been a discussion for the better part of a decade, right? It's how do we get more people? How do we get more businesses here? Sandpoint's not the easiest hub if you're going to distribute a product out of it here. So moving forward with this online world, the loss of kind of the commercial cubicle spaces and whatnot, bigger business is going to take a look, and we don't have to spend as much money on toilets and sewers and lighting and utilities and big leases and things like that. You get more savvy. We bring some more people in and bring in some new community members as well.
That's great. Justin Dick, thanks for joining us once again. Aaron Bernal, always a pleasure to have you on the program. We have Dr. Joe with us from BGH next Thursday. And again, you can go to bonnergeneral.org, bonnergeneral.org, for more information on any of the services at Bonner General, or to learn more about the Heart Ball, or go on to their Facebook page and find out about it. The dessert auction starts on Monday, February 1st. And, of course, the Heart Ball, as Justin was just telling us, is a week from Saturday, February the 6th. And Justin and some of his cohorts will be – they can deliver the desserts that you you auction on, you win and have paid for, and then you can enjoy it during the Super Bowl. So great idea, good effort, you guys. Keep up the good work, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, we are going to talk about another event when we come back after our last break here. Christ Our Redeemer Church on Pine Street here in Sandpoint is having a drive-through food distribution tomorrow. So we'll learn all about that right after this.
Wow, your remodel looks amazing.
I know. Thank you. I love it.
Who did all this beautiful work?
Real Estate Rescue. They do it all. They handle everything from remodels to new construction, and they'll even work with your subcontractors if asked to.
Well, I would love to get some things done at my house, but it has challenges.
Don't worry. They'll make your challenging projects their mission. Trust me, they can turn it into everything you want it to be.
That's great. I'm going to call them today.
Call 208-265-9051 or online at realestaterescue208.com.
Does your car sit outside while your extra things live in your garage? Do you fight to find places for your treasures? Are you looking for ways to make a move less hectic? Consider Sandpoint Smart Storage. Secure storage units will conveniently house your goods until you need them. With great customer service, 24-hour Bluetooth access, and online renting, Sandpoint Smart Storage has the answer to your space needs. Call Sandpoint Smart Storage at 208-627-5577 or find us online at sandpointsmartstorage.com.
Now is a great time to plan for the yard and garden projects you want to tackle this spring, and the co-op can help. We have received our garden seeds from Renee's Seeds and from Cornucopia, both hybrid and heirloom seeds for vegetables, melons, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and flowers. Patty has stocked our shelves with seed starting stations, potting and seed starter soils, mini greenhouses, and heating mats. Over in the hand tool aisle, you'll find everything from garden hand tools to rakes, shovels, spades, pitchforks, loppers, and pruners. If your tools need a little attention, we have files for sharpening, wood replacement handles, lubricants, and oils. We also have a wide variety of gloves and seasonal outerwear, as well as rubber boots for the whole family. Now is a great time to make sure your spring project list gets off to a great start. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday, my final segment for this week. And we go to the phone right now and speaking with the office manager for Christ Our Redeemer Church and Little Lambs Preschool. We're My granddaughter goes to preschool. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing the first name right. Kessen Razor, are you with us?
Kessen. I'm here. And yep, Kessen.
Kessen. Yeah. Well, we've never met, but we've only emailed. So, Kesson, you were thanks for reaching out the other day. You guys are having your first drive-through food distribution at the church, which everybody knows where it is. It's on Pine Street across from the YMCA. You have this huge parking lot. How is this going to work?
Well, these events, this is actually our fifth one since the pandemic started back last year, but our first time ever doing one in the winter time.
That's what I meant. Yep. Yes.
So it's hopefully everyone pray for good weather for us, but it's wonderful. We have a truck that comes out of Spokane from Second Harvest. They bring up thousands of pounds of food. People enter from Lincoln Avenue, get to stay in their nice warm cars, pop the trunk, and we send them off with a great deal of groceries that can really help during this time.
So it's wonderful that you do that. And at the time and the need where, you know, food stamps are way up, the food bank has been semi-overwhelmed. Is that what prompted this idea, is thinking, well, you know, there's got to be another way to get food to people?
It really is. It's something that we've been part of the Second Harvest food distributions for years, but with all the changes and the extra need, the job losses in the community, it just really prompted us to say, can we do more and can we get out there and really get the food to the people and try and take some of that burden off the local food bank.
So how did you get involved with Second Harvest? I mean, it had to be a lot of organization.
It is a bit of organization. They're a wonderful team. We've been, like you said, I've been with the church almost a decade now, and so we've been working with them the whole time I've been here. But once this pandemic started, all the stay-at-home orders, they really stepped up as far as reaching out to their organizations and trying to see how can we get the food out to the people. Their stores went up as well, just from federal resources and other things coming in, so they needed means to get it from where they're at onto the table.
So for folks who want to do the drive-through tomorrow in your parking lot, what kind of food can they expect to be given?
Generally, every distribution will include a couple pounds of meat, sometimes more. We've had dairy products, a bunch of fresh produce, a full stock of pantry items, peanut butter, pasta, things like that, and then a bread. Usually it's several boxes and bags that they drive away with, so good variety.
Yeah, good variety of stuff. Is there, you say you're there from 11 to 1, is that correct?
That is correct, yes. We really try to emphasize, just please don't arrive before 11, otherwise you'll just have to wait in a line. So as soon as it starts rolling, it goes pretty quick, and we just go until 1 or the food runs out, and usually until the food runs out.
Yeah, that was my very next question.
Oh, okay.
So you do want to get there, but don't show up at 9 o'clock and sit in your car or truck all day.
No.
So what else do you want people to know about this? Are you going to be handing out religious pamphlets or anything?
No, we don't. It's really informal. We just want anyone. Don't feel like, oh, other people need it more than me. Mm-hmm. If you can use it, please come in and take advantage of it. If we don't run out of food at these events, then we're a little hard-pressed to bring it back next time. So we really just want to ease the burden of local families. You're not going to get anyone talking to you about anything that makes you uncomfortable. The church is here to serve the community, and that's what they do. So they're just there to smile and get you out and on your way.
And another thought, if you don't need it, but you know, everybody knows people who do, maybe they're too proud to do something like this, or maybe they don't have a car or can't get out, you know, especially elderly, to go and do the actual drive-through. We'll drive through for them and deliver it to them, or spread it out amongst your neighbors, or everybody knows somebody who needs food right now. So you guys are offering it. You might as well take advantage of it. Kesson, do you see this as something that you're going to continue again into the spring and this next summer?
Absolutely. We've kind of become known for it at this point, and we just want to keep it going as much as we can and keep bringing them back. As I said, we're trying a new adventure with winter months, and if it goes well, hopefully we can bring another one back shortly.
Your last one you had, do you have any numbers of how many people got served?
Our last one, we served at least 350 households.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big one, and it was a great turnout. We stayed steady the entire time and gave out our last box, about 105, so it all...
And this is all volunteer run, I assume. So it's a great effort that you're doing. Once again, it's tomorrow only from 11 until 1 or until the food runs out at Christ Our Redeemer Church on West Pine Street, across the street from the YMCA, what used to be SWAC. So you can't miss it. And it's great that you guys are doing this, and hats off to you and all of your volunteers. So good luck tomorrow, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I want to thank Kesson for joining us here today. We also want to thank Justin Dick and Aaron Banal from Bonner General Health and Bonner General Foundation. There again, their Heart Ball. You can start bidding on their dessert auction starting on Monday, and then the Heart Ball itself is Saturday the 6th. That's it for North Idaho Thursday for this week. Until next week, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.